We're going to have our first Bible reading now for this morning, and Shagufta is going to come and read for us.
Good morning, everyone. We are going to read Luke chapter 19, verses 1 to 9. Zacchaeus, the tax collector. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today, salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." Thank you.
Thank you, Shagufta. Well, that's a very strange reading for harvest, isn't it? What on earth has that got to do with harvest? Well, we better hope it has something to do with it. I need a volunteer. Which one? well, why don't you both come? So here is Mr. Zacchaeus, and here is Mrs. Zacchaeus. And we'll just call you Zach and Mrs. Zach, maybe. Well, Mr. Zach was a very wealthy young man, and having lots of money, Mrs. Zach liked to go out shopping with a lot of Mr. Zach's money. And so, quite often, some parcels, boxes would come from the Amazon somewhere, maybe. And would land at their door. So, what do we have? We have So I didn't wrap these up, but there's parcel number one, Mrs. Zach had ordered, and it arrived safely. And it kept happening. More and more nice things started to arrive at Mrs. Zach, of course, had been ordering, because he was very wealthy. And as I say, Mrs. Zach, when she went to the shop, she saw something, she felt she had to have it. Mr. and Mrs. Zach, so much money, they were always going on holiday, always going on to nice sunny places. And the children went to the best schools as well, and they had everything they could ever wish for. And then one day, a special person came to their village, and that was Jesus. And Mr. Zach wanted to go and see Jesus. So they had dinner together. And I'm sure they talked about all their holidays and showed Jesus all the wonderful things they had been buying in the house. And then Jesus said to Mr. and Mrs. Zach that salvation has come to your house today, which really just kind of means that they had started a new life following Jesus. And following Jesus, they decided that they didn't need all this stuff, and what they wanted to do was to give it to the poor. Okay? It's almost as if their eyes had been opened before Jesus came. They couldn't really see the poor people because they were so busy getting this and getting that But now they wanted to give it away to the poor. So are you going to do that? You're going to give it all away? Okay, we're going to put up a verse from the Old Testament. And perhaps we'll read it together. Can we do that? So after three then, one, two, three. When you reap the harvest of your land, do not reap to the very edges of your field, or gather the gleanings of your harvest. Leave them for the poor and for the foreigner residing among you. I am the Lord your God. Leviticus 23, verse 22. So, God has always wanted to bless people, you know, whether it was fields or whether it's whatever it is God gives. But he wants to bless us so that we might bless others. And so here we're reminded, God's people were reminded, to think about the poor or the foreigner, the outsider. So when you go over your field, don't feel you have to go over it twice or three times. No, don't need to get the bits you missed. Leave those bits. And leave enough around the edge of your field so that those who don't have can come and get food from your field. And it's so true, isn't it? God blesses us so that we might be a blessing. He doesn't give to us so that we can just keep to ourselves and get as much as we can. No, he gives to us so that we might give and share with others. Okay. Okay, we're going to have our second and our final Bible reading for this morning. So once again, Shagupta is going to come and read for us.
So our second reading is Luke chapter 10, verses 1 to 12. Jesus sends out the 72. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. He told them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. Go, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Do not take a purse or bag or sandals, and do not greet anyone on the road. When you enter a house, first say, 'Peace to this house.' If someone who promotes peace is there, your peace will rest on them. If not, it will return to you. Stay there, eating and drinking whatever they give you, for the worker deserves his wages. Do not move around from house to house. When you enter a town and are welcomed, eat what is offered to you. Heal those there who are ill and tell them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But when you enter a town and are not welcomed, go into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town we wipe from our feet as a warning to you.' Yet be sure of this, the kingdom of God has come near. I tell you, it will be more bearable on that day for Sodom than for the other town." May the Lord bless this word.
Okay, thank you, Shagupta. So harvest, we've thought about harvest, haven't we, and all the things we are thankful for. I guess when we think about harvest, we think of all the things we have. But I guess when we think about the harvest that Jesus was speaking about there, about telling others about Jesus, telling others about the kingdom of God, we start to think about all the things we don't have. How kind of strange that is. You know, we don't have enough money, we don't have enough people, we don't have enough courage. You know, it's not my gift, I'm not an evangelist. You know, I don't have any friends who are not Christians. And we begin to kind of think, well, all the things we don't have. And yet when we think of this harvest, we think of all the things we do have. I find that a little bit strange. Anyway, Jesus gives us a picture of a harvest field. And if we can have the first slide, I guess. He says that the harvest is plentiful. Now, I guess most of us think, well, nobody's really interested in Christianity these days. And so we might dispute that, really. Jesus is saying the harvest is plentiful. You know, look around, people are interested. And yet we have a tendency, I suppose, I think so anyway, to think, well, actually, they're more interested in other things. They're not interested in listening about Jesus. I would say that's a lie. It's a lie I think we often fall for as well. For example, did you know that in every if you have three conversations with someone about Jesus or different people, one would want to know more. One out of three would want to know more, according to a survey. Before 2015, it was one in five. But now it's actually one in three. So there's actually more people interested. In fact, only last week we put out New Testaments in our warm hub on a Wednesday. We put out about six New Testaments for people just to take. And every one of them was taken. People do want to know. People are not just hungry for food. People are hungry for truth. People are hungry for more to life. And that's what we've experienced. And our responsibility then becomes to share that with others. Can we share our faith with other people? Can we see a harvest? Is a harvest plentiful, as Jesus said? And how might we even share our faith? Perhaps the next slide. See, Jesus said to the disciples, he says, don't take a bag, don't take a purse, don't even take sandals. You know, go barefooted, which kind of sounds a bit strange, I think. Does anybody go about barefooted? No, maybe in the garden in the summer, maybe, but beyond that, probably not. But I think what Jesus was saying was keep it simple. You don't need lots of stuff. Just keep it simple. As simple as, for example, asking someone a question. You know, have you ever gone to church? What do you think about Jesus? Have you ever read the Bible? What do you think of God? Would you believe in God or not? Just a simple question can often lead to something more, can't it? Keep it simple. What about an invitation? An invitation to a carol service or a special service. An invitation to a social event, perhaps at church, or a breakfast, or whatever it might be. You might just be surprised how powerful that invitation is, and how many people might just think, well, wow, you've invited me. I'm not sure, but I'll come and I'll give it a try. Or what about sharing your story? You know, just something that God's done in your life. Doesn't have to be your whole life story, but just something. You know, God, you know, I went through this terrible time, it was so hard, and I just knew God was supporting me, that God is always there with me. It can be a very simple kind of testimony, can't it? To share with others. God has given us new life in Jesus. God has forgiven our sin. He's brought us into his family. And we have the hope of eternal life. And Jesus would say to us, well, don't keep that to yourself. Don't just enjoy it for yourself. There's a harvest out there. There are people who are interested. Jesus says, when you go to a town or village, go to the person of peace. Now, whatever that means, whether it was that there was a person who was recognized as a person of peace, I just take it, go to someone, and if they're interested, talk more. If they're not, well, leave them alone. Don't nag and badger them. And Jesus basically says that, you know, just walk away. But if they're interested, and perhaps surprisingly, more will be interested than we might think, then take the opportunity to share what God has done for you, or share an invitation, ask a question. Just keep it simple, it's something we can all do, because God wants to grow his church, doesn't he? God wants to see that harvest coming in for his namesake, for his glory. So we've thought this morning about two different harvests, a harvest of all the things we enjoy, all the food and a whole list of things that we've got over there, that we are to share with others. It's never just for ourselves. But he's also given us new life in Jesus. And he would also say to us, well, share that with a friend, with a neighbor, whoever it might be. Let's bow our heads and pray. Father, we want to thank you for all the people who are perhaps near and dear to us, family members or friends, or maybe just an acquaintance. Lord, all those people who are so precious to you and to us, people who perhaps we know really well, but you know even better. Lord, you long for people to know your love, your forgiveness, to know the joy of walking and living life with you. And Lord, you say that the harvest is plentiful. It's just the workers and not so many workers. But we pray for each person, Lord. We pray that you'd be at work in their lives by your Spirit. And Lord, that you would use us and these friendships, these relationships, that we might have courage, that we might know what to say and when to say things. Lord, you would use us. We pray for Margaret as well, Lord, and that you would give her courage in speaking to patients and the family members. Lord, we just need your help. So fill us afresh with your Spirit, Lord, that you would send us out as well, just like you sent those disciples out. So hear our prayer, Lord, as we pray for ourselves and pray for all those we've mentioned. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, hear our prayer as we offer to you all our worship, all our thanks, all our praise. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.